The very best description of what it's like to have cancer in your household is that it's like riding a roller coaster in the dark. You don't know when your next turn is going to be. You don't know if you're going left, right. Sometimes you don't know if you're coming or going. You have no idea how far down you're going to plummet or how hard the next climb will be. You, my friend, are just going along for the ride. Does this sound familiar? Welcome to the Caregiver's Guide to Cancer podcast. This podcast is hosted by Amy Dover and Jose Rosa. I, Amy, am or was Jose's caregiver, depending upon what episode you're listening to. You see, the thing that frustrated us most about our new journey was the fact that there really wasn't a guidebook to tell us how to get through it. While this podcast won't be a complete guidebook, given that everyone's diagnosis, treatment, care plans, responses, etc., are all very different, it is, however, our sincere hope that you find nuggets in the stories told that will help you to navigate your journey as a caregiver. Now, here's our disclaimer. The content that you will hear in this podcast are stories of how others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. We would be more than thrilled if you found a nugget that you believe would help you, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it. For the most part, I'll do most of the talking and interviewing. It's only fitting since, well, I'm the actual caregiver. Jose will make appearances and share a bit about his perspective as the patient. He'll also chime in as we talk a little bit more about his particular journey and his diagnosis, treatment, care, and how we've become so passionate about advocating for cancer patients and caregiving. Some of what we'll share will be heartbreaking. Some will be uplifting, some educational, and some just straight silly. We are on a mission to help others navigate their cancer journey. The caregiver has their own journey and needs support. Here's the crazy thing about the system. Most hospitals and community resources are built and designed to assist you if you know what you're looking for. The problem is most people get cancer once. Most caregivers are caregivers once. That means that, well, most of the time, you don't even know the right questions to ask. You see, you don't know what you don't know. We're not medical professionals. This is not medical advice. However, it is my sincere hope that you hear something in these podcasts that spark curiosity for you and your loved one. It's that you get an idea of how to approach this new journey, or maybe it sparks questions that you can address with your medical care team. It's very likely, actually, that this podcast will give you more questions than answers. And we are certainly okay with that because it means that you're learning about what's possible. It's opening your eyes to doors that you didn't even know could be opened. And let's face it, for much of this, it will be incredibly eye-opening to even learn that there is a door. Stay tuned as we share our journey and interview others about what they've learned in their cancer journey. We're thrilled that you're here. Thank you for listening to episode one. There's so much more goodness to come. Stay tuned. The content in this podcast consists of stories of how we and others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. If you found a nugget that you believe will help you and your loved one in your cancer journey, we are thrilled, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it. This podcast is brought to you by Laric Point Consulting. Laric Point guides business owners in developing streamlined operating procedures. For help developing new workflows and even outsourcing operational activities, visit them at laricpointconsulting.com. If you like what you've heard today and want more, be sure and subscribe so that you get alerts for new episodes. Until next time, Jose and I are sending you much love and prayers for healing.